Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 22 and the rest of 2024. My name is Joe and here we will look at some of the names for us to transfer in or perhaps keep hold of based on Fantasy Football Scout's watch list. Before we go on, just a reminder, do press that like button, really helps us out, and do subscribe as well, so you can keep up to date with all our latest videos and podcasts. Also, have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for all the latest members' offers there, so you can get up to date with all the latest stats, but also you can have a look at the season ticker. And you can do some of the things that we're about to show you on screen, looking at the watch list and looking at some of the ones with good fixtures coming up. Sometimes it's they don't have such good fixtures, but they have strong form as well, so that's how they've been selected. There is a long way to go before Game Week 22. I'm recording this in the midst of a split game week with more fixtures due to take place this coming weekend. So if any have already been injured this week, or news comes in during the week, or indeed, you know, the press conferences ahead of Game Week 21, feel free to use your judgment on those players when they may be back. That is certainly the case with some of the players that we listed who are already flagged. So we've already had news about injuries. But the reason we're mentioning them is they could return in Game Week 22 or a little later. So don't dismiss players just because they're injured, unless, of course, you know, we get confirmation that injury is quite long term indeed. So let's get stuck into this list then. Let's start with goalkeepers. We're going to do position. Goalkeepers, defenders, midfielders, forwards. Goalkeepers. Here's the list. These are on our watch list currently. So I've got the fixtures up here from game week 22 to through to 26 for all of these. So as I said, some of these are based on those fixtures, got a strong run of fixtures, so should get returns. Others, it's just they're just in good form. Maybe they're getting, in goalkeeper's case, getting a lot of save points, bonus points, that type of thing. Also, something to keep an eye on. Game week 25 could be a double game week for some teams. Game 26 could be a blank, well, it will be a blank game week for those involved in the League Cup final. So that could involve some of the teams and some of the players we're mentioning as well. So worth noting that. So for example, Alisson is on this list. That Luton game he's got, that actually could be a double in game week 25, which make him even more attractive. It might not be a double in 25, but it, if they get through to the League Cup final, it's an if at this stage I'm recording, they could, you know, could blank in 26. Okay, top of this list is Areola. He's got Bournemouth up next, game week 22, and then he's got Manchester United, Arsenal, Nottingham Forest and Brentford. It's a really good run of games, perhaps the Arsenal game. Manchester United maybe might not get a clean sheet, but he's actually doing all right for saves. He's all right. He's actually doing all right for clean sheets. I've owned him for a long time. And this is sort of confirmation I should keep him. So he's still cheap, still good value, good fixtures. Martinez at Aston Villa is next on the list. Really good fixtures. I mean, really, really good. Newcastle, is the toughest in game week 22. But then Sheffield United, Manchester United, Fulham, Nottingham Forest. Really strong run of fixtures. He's a bit pricier than Areola, so he hasn't got that sort of budget tag. But nevertheless, good run of fixtures. And apparently the best goalkeeper in the world, according to the award ceremonies over the years. Obviously, he's a World Cup winner as well. Next up, we've got Leno. Strong fixtures, really strong fixtures, Fulham. Way back in July, when I did a team reveal, sort of an early draft, I thought the best two goalkeepers over the season would be Areola and Leno, if Areola was nailed on, which he has been. Just because their fixtures are always quite good together. They can always rotate well. But I don't know at this stage. I mean, this was way back in January. But yeah, looking at the fixtures, not too bad actually. So when Areola faces Arsenal, Leno plays Bournemouth, and so on. A lot of people don't like goalkeeper changes. So Leno might be a player that you've got in just as a sort of, you play him every week. And got good fixtures and really strong returns. A bit of a shining light. I mean, lots of shining lights in Fulham's set up, but Leno, I think, is a good bet. Next up on the list is Raya at Arsenal. Strong fixtures again put him to be watch listed. Nottingham Forest, Liverpool, that's tough in 23. Then West Ham, Burnley, and Newcastle. I think the problem with Raya, why he's lower down on my personal list, there is I think you can get Arsenal aren't picking up as many clean sheets as I would have liked. And I think with Gabriel or Saliba, you can get perhaps more potential in bonus. I mean, the odd goal as well. With Raya, he's not really picking up the saves. But having said that, there is so many good defenders at the moment. And we'll look at defenders in a sec, attacking defenders in particular. And if you want to tap into potential for clean sheets in Arsenal defence, Raya is your man. I've certainly seen him in a number of recently wildcarded sides. I'm pretty certain he is the goalkeeper in the FPL Generals team when we do the videos and podcasts with him. He's wildcarded recently, so it's certainly a good strategy to have. Dubravka's next in my team, so I've got an Areola, Dubravka. This is sort of gives me confirmation bias that he's still good. He has a tough fixture with Aston Villa in game week 22, but then the fixtures really turn here. Got Luton, Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth, and then Arsenal in game week 26. Good value. He's got really good returns recently, you know, even in tougher games. So I think, you know, you can save a lot of money and Dubravka is still worth getting on, perhaps if you're wild carding or looking to change your goalkeeper. Next up is the big guns, Alisson and Ederson. Alisson, I mean, strong fixtures, said might get a double in 25, might blank in 26. Got Chelsea and Arsenal in amongst that as well. And then Burnley in game week 24. Ederson, you know, doesn't matter with Man City, strong fixtures. Not really been getting the clean sheets, but that could turn. I keep seeing Man City being, well, we talk about Man City quite a bit in this show, and I think we will in other shows as well during the week, because they are definitely a team to target. Because they could double in game week 25. They've still got this Brentford game to rearrange, so there could be a double in 25, and they play in 26. They're not involved in a League Cup final. They've been knocked out of that. Anyway, Edison's got Burnley, Brentford, Everton, Chelsea, Bournemouth. Great run of fixtures. If you are of the optimal frame of mind, Ederson is probably the one to get. But he costs, and it's a bit annoying when they concede a last-minute goal. So that's annoying. Neto, Bournemouth, another strong keeper, I think, who's, you know, not too expensive. Got West Ham, Nottingham Forest, Fulham up next. The fixtures do turn. So the fixtures are a bit mixed, really, for Bournemouth. They've got Newcastle in game week 25. But they could, I mean, they could have a double. I don't know whether it will come this soon. They've got this game against Luton to rearrange. It could come soon, but it might not. I mean, it can go any time, basically. There's no cup commitments for either sides there. So that could come at any time. So looking at Man City game week 26, that's poor. So that's why he's a bit lower down on here, but definitely, you know, watch listed, you know, keep an eye on him. Okay, let's move to defenders now. Quite with Alexander-Arnold injured, there are a few people making goalkeeper transfers, but Alexander-Arnold is still on the list. That is because, so he is injured, strong fixtures. Alexander-Arnold is who he is. You know, a great asset, great passing, lots of assist potential, goal-scoring potential, clean sheet potential, playing for Liverpool. But he is injured currently. Now, from what I'm... So by the time you watch this, you might have more information than I have currently at the moment. But all of the talk seems to be that he is targeting, or rather Liverpool are hopeful, that he could return for this match in Game Week 22. As I said, as the time of recording to Game Week 22, it's quite a while. So he was meant to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. Could still be the case. We're about to come up to like a week or so of that. And so another couple of weeks, he could be back. So he could be back for this game. If not, he could be back for Game Week 23. So it doesn't seem long term. So definitely a player to be watch listed. So you've got Chelsea up next, Game Week 22, if he's back. Then 23, got Arsenal. So that's tough. But then he's got Burnley in 24. 25 could be, if they get to League Cup final, a double, of which that would be Luton and Brentford. That is great fixtures. And then Game Week 26, there could be a blank. So how you use chips around this time, you know, is a matter that, you know, we will discussing lots of other videos and podcasts, but still watch listed. Next up is a Estupiñán, a player. If I wanted to get in, I'll probably have to take a hit to do that, but he could be worth it. He's got Game Week 22, he's got Luton up next. Game Week 20, a lot of people got him ahead of Game Week 21 against the Wolves fixture, which hasn't happened yet. Game Week 22, he's got Luton, then Crystal Palace in 23, Tottenham 24, Sheffield United 25. And then Everton in 26. Really good run. This run continues. It just goes on and on, this run. And Estupiñán, even if you don't think they're going to get clean sheets, Brighton only have one in the league so far, but been doing no better in Europe. I think, you know, he's good for attacking potential. He's got the assist potential. This is why so many people have got him. I was surprised to see at the time of recording, well over a fifth of managers still have him. That's a bit of a sort of residue from those who just haven't removed him, who had him early on this season during his injury, you know, kept him on the bench, or perhaps they're dead teams by now. It just shows how many people have got him in. His price has gone up a couple of times, I think, in the last couple of weeks, and set to go up further. Estupiñán. Watch listed, definitely. I really want to get him in, but I might have to do a hit to do it. Porro in my team. I've spoken about him at length in videos I've done. Great, fun player to own. Can score, can assist, can get clean sheets. It remains to be seen whether he gets any or all of those three, but he's fun to watch because he has the potential to get all of those. Brentford, Game Week 22. Then you've got Everton, Brighton, Wolves and Chelsea. Lots of attacking potential for him then, and the possibility of clean sheets in few of them. So if we think Spurs are going to tighten up at the back, which they could do because they have returning players, you know, I think we all know about Porro. He's confirmation bias really here. Gabriel as well. It's nice to see an Arsenal defender here. Once again, Gabriel is in my team, despite letting me down in Game Week 1. But Nottingham Forest, he's gone up next in Game Week 22. Then Liverpool, that's tough. I'll be looking to bench him then. Then West Ham, Burnley and Newcastle. So a bit, you know, fairly mixed over the next three. But, you know, so overall good fixtures. You know, he's under 5 million, he's an Arsenal defender. I'm of the school of thought that Arsenal are going to improve in the rest of the season in defence and attack. So I'm sort of a glass half full here. So, yeah, definitely a good watch list player. Trippier. A lot of people have gone off Trippier. Does have Aston Villa up next in Game Week 22. So not a lot of people looking to get him in for that. But this lovely little run, 23, 24, 25. Luton, Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth. I mean, these are really good fixtures before he has Arsenal in 26. Yeah, I mean, he is what he is. He has a lot of crosses, a lot of assist potential. He picks up bonus. If there's going to be a clean sheet for Newcastle, 2 to 3 bonus minimum for him, just because of the stuff he does. Concert Aston Villa is the next one we've got here. Game Week 22, he's got Newcastle game. Then Sheffield United, Manchester United, Fulham, Nottingham Forest. You know, still great value. Aston Villa... defender. I think you can run with those. I mean, if you're fielding three defenders or four defenders, any of these, if you've got a whole bunch of these players here, you're going to be doing well, I think. Walker, very popular. I think I've got a feeling that a lot of the optimal guys will be favouring Walker. Probably already are touting him. Game Week 22, this Burnley at home fixture, this is great for a clean sheet. And then you've got Brentford, Everton, Chelsea could have a double that week. could be Chelsea and Brentford again, Bournemouth in game week 26. It's a good run. I don't feel you're going to get more than 6 points most weeks for him. You might get the odd bonus, but they've got so much attacking talent. I think the bonus is going to go their way. So he's your sort of pay whatever he is now, five and a half million, something around that, 5 million. And you get hopefully 6 points a week. So it doesn't feel sexy getting Walker in, but it is a steady player. And the optimal guys who may or may not be sexy are all touting Walker to get in. Soufal is next at West Ham. West Ham definitely aren't that. Bournemouth, a game week 22, and then Manchester United and Arsenal. So that's tough. And then Nottingham Forest and Brentford. That's why he said, so there's some reasonable fixtures there. You can certainly rotate him. Not bad defender to have. Chelsea defence. Gusto, I mean, while they've still got defensive issues with injuries and various things, Gusto, if he's fit, game week 22, that's tough. So I wouldn't be looking to get him in game week 22, but he's cut price. He's around 4 million. Got Wolves and Crystal Palace, 23, 24. There's clean sheet potential for City and Tottenham. So he's a sort of a bench player. He's a bench player that could do a job. And certainly could be fielded in 23, 24. I think he's a very valid player for on this list. I just do want to add on, as I do in almost every podcast for the last 2 weeks, Alfie Doughty, I would have mentioned here. Luton's fixtures aren't so good, but he is... the guy who's crossing, he's on a lot of the set pieces. He's already got, 7 points and 9 points in the last two game weeks, in game weeks 19 and 20, that is. He looks great. I think he's one to watch, especially with if Luton have got two games, if Liverpool get through to the League Cup final, if you see what I mean, game week 26. So that game, Liverpool-Luton game, could be put into 25, which would give Doughty a double game week, in which case he will become quite popular as well, and he will start to appear on this list. He will start to move up this list as well. Already in my team and enjoying him very much in my team. Okay, let's move on to some midfielders. Okay, top of the list is Saka. Popular captaincy candidate game week 21 because of the split game week. He's yet to play, probably when you're watching this, if you're watching this about in the first weekend of the split game week. He's got Nottingham Forest in game week 22. Game week 23, Liverpool, West Ham 24, Burnley 25, Newcastle 26. Pretty good set of fixtures from an attacking point of view. Obviously, the Liverpool-Newcastle game's tougher, but still lots of potential there. I mean, this is why he is a those who don't own him, he's such a popular player to get in. As I'm recording, he'd gone up in price already. I think, he's going to go up further as long as you don't get any news that he's injured. next up is Palmer. I mean, another, if you're replacing Son or Salah, who are off on their cup duties still, Palmer is the one to get in alongside Saka if you do not already own him. He's just got everything. Goal potential, assist potential. He looks Chelsea's best player. He's on penalties. He's really cheap. He's less under 6 million still. I think some people got him for 4.9, I think it got down to. But Liverpool at game week 22. That is tough, but it's Chelsea. It's Liverpool. You never know. Wolves game week 23, then Crystal Palace 24, then City. That's a tough game. You never know. He's on penalties. And then Tottenham game at 26 at home. Really strong. Pascal Gross, another player as a Brighton fan, I was very keen to get in. I don't know whether I will, though. As we're recording, I personally might keep Salah on my bench, depending on how he gets on at AFCON. But I might end up keeping him, in which case I don't really have a spare spot for Pascal Gross. So he might elude me, but I have got him in my Sky team. So I'm going to enjoy his many assists and goals and points there. Anyway, he's got Luton, game week 22. and then Crystal Palace, Tottenham, Sheffield United and Everton over the next five fixtures. Strong run of fixtures, as we're saying, with the Stupinan. This is why Brighton assets are on the watch list. Next up, Richarlison. Depends if you're glass half full, glass half empty. He gets a lot of chances. He plays up front for Spurs. Pretty nailed on. He always seems to be offside when I look at him, but he obviously does score. He scored five in the last six, I believe. And by the time you watch this, I think the Manchester United game might have just taken place then, because I'm recording this before all of that. So maybe he's got some more. Maybe he's been sent off. Maybe he's injured. But nevertheless, if he's not, if he's fit, he's not suspended, great run of fixtures. Game week 22, Brentford, Everton, Brighton, Wolves and Chelsea over the next five. Great run. Foden, at the time recording, very likely to be in my side. I like Man City a lot. I mean, it goes without saying, they're strong. But it's that the fact that they play in 26. There's no threat of a blank for them in 26. And there's a very high chance of 25. We may even know, by the time you watch this, we may even know whether they're doubling 25, because they've got this Brentford game to rearrange, and they're going to want to do that because Man City, you know, by their nature, they're still involved in Champions League and so on. So, you know, they don't want to run out of slots for them. So that's a time when they can play. So, yeah, Foden's got Burnley, Brentford, Everton, Chelsea and Bournemouth. I just want to mention Doku as well here. So if they do double 25, another player I'm considering bringing in alongside Foden and indeed Haaland, who we'll come to in a second, is Doku, because these fixtures look, I mean, a lot of the talk from content creators and people like Luke is that there's certain fixtures where Pep would favour Doku, and it could be these sort of, to unlock a sort of a low block, to unlock these sort of more defensive teams. And Burnley, Brentford, Everton, Chelsea, Bournemouth, they're all there to be unlocked. And so Doku could be a really strong candidate for these. Bailey, Aston Villa next. We've spoken about Aston Villa's fixture. Just mind you, they've got Newcastle, Sheffield United, Manchester United, Fulham and Nottingham Forest. Really strong option. Still nailed on. You know, he is the player now that we thought he would be a couple of years ago, or a couple of seasons or so ago when he joined Villa. He's really strong. Villa got strong fixtures. A great asset. Garnacho, he's already in my team. And by the time you see this, hopefully all's well with him still. And he's still an asset to get in. Game week 22, Wolves, West Ham, Aston Villa, Luton and Fulham over the next five. Strong fixtures, always looks good. Looks about their best player. If we think, I mean, Manchester United fans, obviously very keen to see their team improve. And so they're very optimistic. So players like Garnacho, Rashford, Fernandes will come into the equation. If there's an upturn in form, I would imagine when this table is updated, we might see some more Manchester United names. If they don't, we might see some drop off. But I still like Garnacho. He's really good value. He's really handy as well. If you want to keep hold of Salah and keep him on the bench, just because it might be tricky to get him back in. You can play a 3-4-3 with Garnacho, and you can pretty much play him every week. All of these fixtures, I will play him. I think he's a very strong player there because he's so cheap as well. And then by the time Salah gets back, you can just pop him back on the bench again. I think he's ideal for that. Gordon also, by that same rationale, is a good player to bring in. Arguably you want to play him most weeks anyway, front three for Newcastle. His next name on the list, Aston Villa, Luton, Nottingham Forest, Bournemouth and Arsenal up next. So he's got that nice little run in 23 to 25. And that is a time to sort of target Gordon. So if you're around game 23, if you're looking to get a cheap midfielder in, perhaps you want to get Haaland or Salah or, you know, Son or, you know, one of these expensive guys that are coming back from injury or cup competitions. They're the ones. So, and finally, let's have a look at some forwards.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, these are on the watch list here. Got Haaland. So as you watch this or listen to this, you know, you'll have known whether he played against Newcastle or not, or whether he hat-tricked or just didn't turn up. But he's in training, but reports are not full training. That's what I'm saying that at the moment. You might know different. But nevertheless, it's Haaland. He's going to be back at some point. He may already have been back. But he's got Burnley in Game Week 22. As during Game Week 21, this is a split game week, they're off somewhere in the Middle East to sun themselves, warm weather training, that kind of thing. That could be, you know, they're going to return, you know, all chipper, hopefully. Haaland has got to be the strongest captaincy candidate in Game Week 22. That's why he's top of this watch list. And he's got Brentford next, 23, 24 Everton, 25 Chelsea. Could have Brentford again with that rearranged fixture. Could be a double, in which case he could be a triple captaincy option that week. And then you've got 26, he's got Bournemouth. And he plays strong captaincy. Again, Watkins is next on the list. So this front three, the top three on this watch list, luckily are ones I've already got. So I feel okay with that. And I think in a 3-4-3, I still think they're the best. But there are lots of names to consider. Suddenly, there's a lot of forwards here. So I'll try and rattle through this because I've already been talking for over 20 minutes. I was hoping to get this to about half an hour or so. I'll mention the next one. Watkins, Newcastle, Sheffield United, Manchester United, Fulham, Nottingham Forest up next. If what he lacks in goals, he more than makes up for in assists. He just gets returns. And he's just a steady Eddie, glue player, as it's called. Keep him in. Solanke's a bit like that. Even if he's got tough fixtures in 25 and 26 against Newcastle and City, he's got West Ham, Nottingham Forest and Fulham before that. Strong fixtures, arguably can score against anyone. This is why some of the big clubs are in for him at the moment. Arguably, he's already a great club, a big club, Bournemouth. So Solanke is definitely one to consider still, even with those fixtures. Tony's next, very popular for Game Week 21 because of the fixture he's got there against Nottingham Forest and just returning. And he's been in training for a long time. So it's not like he's just suddenly like emerging off his sofa or something. He's been with Brentford training ever since he was allowed to. Two tough fixtures, but we've seen what Brentford can do to big teams before. We've seen what Tony can do with big teams. Against Man City, who he's got in 23. So he's got Tottenham in 22, Man City in 23, can easily score in those. Wolves in 24, Liverpool in 25, and could have Man City. So it's a double, could even have a double, a tough double, but a double. And then West Ham in 26. Next up, Darwin Nunez. I've spoken on many videos. I don't like owning him in my team. I like players that get points a lot. And although he does get in a lot of positions, he does get actually rack up a lot of points. You know, he gets the odd assist, gets the odd goal, but it's just too frustrating. It's sort of always what could have been. Nevertheless, his expected minutes go up over this period when Salah's out. There's one less player in a forward position. He looked pretty effective on the right as well. He looked more effective on the left. Sorry. So he looks effective on the wing, I should say. He can play in a variety of positions. We've got Chelsea up next in 22, then Arsenal, Burnley, Brentford and Luton. Yeah. I mean, he's not a sell. And he should be watchlisted, deservedly so. As should Pedro next up. De Zerbi is saying nice things about him, even though he hasn't done recently. He's in the team. De Zerbi has hinted that he should start more. He's been great in Europe. He's done well when he's appeared in the league, but he's just been benched a lot. But I think he should get some more minutes. And what a great run. Luton, Crystal Palace, Tottenham, Sheffield United, Everton. Already seeing him in a number of teams. And that's good to see as a Brighton fan. Alvarez next up on this. I suspect he could go down. Once Haaland returns, De Bruyne returns, get their more minutes. Alvarez could still stay in the team. He might not. I don't know what role he will have. He could become a sort of a super sub again, like he was the previous season. Time will tell. Should still be watch list though. Keep an eye on him to see whether he's going to sort of go up and down. Haaland's fitness, De Bruyne's will be key to that. Burnley, Brentford, Everton, Chelsea could have that double in 25, and then Bournemouth. Jimenez at Fulham. Yeah, he started to look good. He started to, you know, get his old confidence back. And it's a great run of fixtures. Everton at home, Burnley, Bournemouth, Aston Villa, Manchester United. I mean, there's so many forwards you get. So this is why I've gone for a 3-4-3 myself. I don't like a 3-5-2 at the moment, especially with the likes of Salah and Son out. And this is why I've got Haaland, Watkins, Solanke. I'd like Tony as well, Pedro. And Jimenez, you know, all these players I think are good. Kuna is great. He's been in my Sky team for many weeks. Sort of, by, I got him in for like, they have a single game day in the Sky game and got him in for that, I don't know, 2 months ago or something. He's just stayed ever since because he keeps scoring, keeps getting assists, keeps doing well. He's got Neto back to assist him. Game week 22, he's got Manchester United. And then you've got Chelsea, Brentford, Tottenham and Sheffield United in game week 26. Great run. Good player, really good as well for game 26. Bearing in mind, there could be, I mean, Spurs could blank, Chelsea could blank, this could be Liverpool, Luton, and then you've got Wolves with this great fixture at home to Sheffield United. So Kuna could be a really good asset to get in. And Adebayo at Luton, he's in here doing well. Morris is back for Luton, and as I said, I doubt he's the one I like to get for Luton, but nevertheless. Good fixtures. Well, mixed fixtures. I mean, I keep seeing that Luton got bad fixtures, but I don't know if they have really. They've got Newcastle in 23. They've got Liverpool in 26. They could double. Well, that Liverpool game could be moved to 25, in which case it would be a double game with Manchester United. So there's two tough games there already in a double game week. So you fancy they could score in those. And then he's got this Sheffield United game in 24. Brighton in 22. One clean sheet. So, yeah, I really like Luton assets. Luton are one of those teams, a bit like when I was talking about Porro. They're kind of, it's quite nice in FBL to own them. You sort of want to cheer them on a bit, especially when they're playing at home. You know, when they, oh, that Arsenal game, that midweek Arsenal game was so exciting. One of the best games I've seen. It was just so, you know, almost beating Arsenal and just really going for it. Arsenal having to go for it as well. I mean, Arsenal were, you know, won it at the death, but I thought Luton were fantastic, and it's good fun to watch, good fun to own their players as well. Okay, that's the watch list. I hope that's been of use. Lots of names to consider. As I said, there's always that caveat, so I don't want to see any of those comments saying, oh, I can't believe you recorded this and so-and-so's injured. Yes, they might be injured. Okay, just skip over that. There's plenty of other names to consider here, especially amongst forwards, so many. But I hope that's given you some food for thought ahead of game week 22, which we're all starting to think about in amongst this split game week. Once again, do remember to press that like button. Do remember to subscribe. And also do have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for those members of offers. And you can have a look at these sorts of, not just the watch list, but the fixture ticker that goes alongside it as well. Thanks a lot for your time. Good luck in game week 22. Good luck with your transfer decisions. See you soon.